This is Charlottesville Tomorrow. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization engaging the public on critical quality of life issues so we make informed choices for our community's future. Visit us on the web at sevilletomorrow.org.
On February 15, 2015, Albemarle High School teacher Wes Bellamy announced he will seek one of three Democratic nominations for Charlottesville City Council. Bellamy gathered supporters at Seville Coffee to make his declaration. Charlottesville Tomorrow's recording begins with Wes Bellamy.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
This is really what unity looks like. It looks like we're going to have a celebration or a party in here. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. Words cannot express how happy I am of you all coming out tonight, but I'm going to save my remarks for later on. My campaign manager, Mr. Tony Lucadamo, is going to be the quote-unquote master of ceremonies tonight. So it looks like it's going to be a big celebration. So I hand it on over to Tony. Thank you, brother.
You got it.
Tony Lucadamo, everybody.
He didn't tell me I was going to have that title. So, as always, Wes seems to drop things on me, and I do my best. He said it a bit. Is Twan Nguyen in the room? Is he wandering about?
Twan's in the back.
Well, if we could, if he's back there somewhere, just a quick round of applause to Twan. It's a great deal. It's a great space, and we'd originally thought about having this event outside, and I think for everyone in the room, I said, thank you, Twan, for getting us out of that one. I think two of you would have come, just me and Wes. That means a lot. And it means a ton that y'all would all make it out. Wes will speak more to this later, but the theme of the whole campaign is really that it's not about him. It's not about you all, it's about us together. We're trying to build something from the ground up that's about the whole community, the whole city, bringing everybody together. So none of that would be possible without you guys. We appreciate all your support coming out tonight. And then whatever you guys can give in the future, whether that's going door to door, making phone calls, putting the yard sign out, or even just giving us your vote. We very much appreciate it, and we can't do any of it without you guys. So thank you very, very much, and give yourselves a round of applause for that. So I've been given the task of introducing the introducers, as it was. We have two especially esteemed people speaking first tonight. This is Miss Virginia Doherty. For those of you who don't know, she is a champion of women's rights, a champion of education. She served two terms on the city council and as mayor, and as I understand it, at the end of her term at city council, established a scholarship, which has put a number of kids through college now. So she's been a civil servant for a long time, and we're really glad to have her here. So before I formally have you come up, just a quick round of applause for Virginia. Where's Reverend Edwards? There he is. I'll do my introduction now so Virginia can just hand it off to you. Reverend Edwards is the pastor at Mount Zion. He serves the community in that way. He's helped out with school board, with Boys and Girls Club, so he's helped the community in that fashion. And he's also been a local government official serving on city council and as a former mayor himself. So it's a big honor to have both of them here tonight. We're very, very thankful. We're really excited. I hope you all are excited. And without further ado, Ms. Virginia Doherty.
During the last city council election...
Ms. Virginia, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Twan is going to get a mic.
Oh, okay.
No, wait, everyone can hear you.
Okay. There are so many people here. Just a couple of minutes, Twan is going to pull out the mic.
And now we can applaud for Twan while he's here. Yeah.
Ah, this is such a brave crowd anyway, coming out with us. What is it now, about 15 again?
All right, here we go.
All right, testing, there we go. Yes, ma'am.
Is it working?
Yes.
Okay. As I was saying... During the last city council election, I was introduced to Wes Bellamy, and I thought, this is kind of friendly guy, maybe a little brash. Well, he seems to be working on some good things. But over the last couple of years, I've learned a lot more about Mr. Bellamy. I've learned he's a father. I've learned he's a well-liked teacher. He's a graduate student. He hopes to be a principal one day. I've learned that he has worked on in responsible positions on some good organizations like the 100 Black Men, like the Young Black Professionals. I've learned that he's encouraged people to come out to public demonstrations in a country that needs public protest. I've learned that he's continued to lead the after-school organization that he founded with three other young leaders. It's called HYPE, which means Helping Young People Evolve. They use boxing to entice people to come after school for 3 days a week. But when they get there, they find they have to do their homework first. At any rate, I've learned that Wes has persisted to involve himself in our community and our children. And I think City Council could use a teacher's viewpoint on it. I think City Council could use the viewpoint of a leader. And I think, most of all, I think City Council could use the viewpoint of someone who's involved, who has worked on the nitty-gritty problems in this community and understands why some people make it and some people don't. Let's put Wes Bellamy on City Council! Reverend Edwards.
First of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And it's good to be here. That somebody said amen. At I can go back to my sermons from this morning. Good offering, crowd look too as well. It is indeed an honor to introduce to you a nominee for the Charlottesville City Council. He is one of us, someone who belongs to our community, who works in our community, who resides in our community. I ask myself, how should I introduce such a personality? Rather than do a biographical sketch, I thought it would be better to nominate him by the initials of his name. When I think about an elected official, in particular a city councilor, there are many qualities that come to mind. I think about a man who does not sell magic cures or quick fixes. I think about someone who is concerned about people and not their position. I think about someone who can walk and talk with people from all walks of life. I think about someone who can look down the telescope of time and be a visionary. I think about someone who wants to serve and not be served. I think of someone who lives in this community and works for the community to make a difference. I think of someone who is willing to try approaches, new approaches to solve problems, of someone who is willing to listen to constituents, who is concerned about our problems, whether they be rural or urban, who looks at problems and sees them as opportunities in need of solutions, rather than as problems that are insurmountable. I think about someone who is concerned about the environment, the economy, education, health care, welfare, drugs, dropouts, teenage pregnancy. Who am I talking about? Well, his initials are WESBELLAMY, Wes Bellamy. They represent the man who is wonderful in personality and who can provide the touch and give the attention that this city needs. They stand for the man and the person who can and will represent us. W, he's a warrior, fighter for rights for all people. W, he weighs his alternatives and look at both sides of the coin. E, eager to serve, an ear for suggestions, earnest in his efforts, efficient in his endeavors. S, he is a servant not waiting to be served, but willing to serve any and all. B, he has backbone and is not afraid to ask hard questions or do hard work. He is an educator, and he endorses economic development. L, he's a leader who listens to everyone. He is a likable, lovable man who loves people from all walks of life. L, he is learned, literate, and liberal in his service and time. A, he has abilities and acumen and is not afraid to use all of them to make a difference in someone's life. M, he is a man of means who is able to manage the affairs of the city of Charlottesville. Why? He is young and youthful, and he will not settle for yesterday's solutions, but yearns for a future with hope, and that's pregnant with promise and possibility. It is my pleasure and honor to introduce the next city councilor on the City of Charlottesville Council, Mr. Wes Bellamy, and as one of the supporters, I ask you all to join me in helping Wes get the nomination to win this election.
All right, we can all just go home right now after that one, man. I must say, let's give a round of applause to Miss Virginia and Pastor Edwards. Thank you two so much. I really, really appreciate it. And I didn't have to pay them to say that. Didn't have to give them a free McRib, none of that stuff, man. They did it on their own. Thank you all so much for coming out to this celebration tonight. This isn't just your regular campaign announcement. What you see tonight when you look around the community, when you look around this room, is indicative of what you see of our entire community. I see young people, I see older people, or seasoned. I see black people, I see white people, I see Latinos, Asians, I see the entire rainbow here together for one common cause. That's for us to move the city forward and be able to make Charlottesville the best place that it can be. If you want an individual who's willing to work tirelessly, who's willing to do the hard things, who's willing to ask the tough questions, who's willing to put himself on the line, then I need you all to come out and rock the vote on June 9th.
That's right.
Thank you. Now, I've been asked several times, Wes, why do it again? Didn't you learn from the last time? This is just too hard. You were too young last time, too crazy, maybe too brash. A lot of different things. And from 2 years ago, I've learned a great deal. One of the things that I've learned is that I would be remiss if I didn't take a quick second to acknowledge a person who's been there for me for maybe the past 4 years, who's been my backbone, my confidant, my new fiance, Miss Ashley Thompson. We were engaged last night. I love you, sweetheart. So in the past 2 years since the last election, I've learned a few different things. You can't do so much of this. You have to do more of this. You can't be concerned with just a small part of the community. You have to be able to govern the entire community. Charlottesville is a lot bigger than what I originally thought 2 years ago. And from then, I've been able to meet new people, make new connections with the community, be able to bring different people together and truly see the needs of our entire city. Yes, I'm an educator, a teacher at heart. That's my passion. So if elected, one of the main things that I look to do is to be able to work with our local school board to be able to provide some of the best schools that we can see in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, as Miss Virginia alluded to, I'm over a few different programs, have my hands in a lot of different things. And when I talk to our young people here in the city of Charlottesville and ask them simple questions, well, what do you want to do when you get older? A lot of them say a lot of different things. Some say, I want to go to college. Some say, I want to be an astronaut or I want to be a doctor. But some of them also say, well, Wes, I don't know. I can't afford to go to college. Is college really for me? Am I going to be able to be successful by me going to school? And my question to them is always, my response to them is always the same thing. College may not be for you. However, you have a right and a responsibility to be a productive asset to society. There's several different ways in which you can go about doing so. First and foremost, been working a great deal with some of our economic development leaders, like Ms. Kathy Galvin, in terms of getting some of our constituents soft skills training, GED classes, different things of that nature, so that everyone in our city can have the skills needed in order to be productive assets to the city of Charlottesville. Education and economic development go hand in hand. In order for you to be able to be an individual who can be self-sufficient, you must have the skills to do so. Well, in order for us to bring the jobs, in order for us to equip the people with the skills to connect the two, we're going to have to work together. So I like to call myself the bridge. I like to be able to be the individual who can get these people over here to work with these people over here so that we can all meet in the middle to make Charlottesville the best place that it can be. But what will that take? What will that take? A couple things. First and foremost, patience. I've learned from the last campaign. A lot of these issues were not created overnight. They're not going to be solved overnight. They're not going to be solved in a week. Maybe not even in a year. However, if we can continue to stay steadfast and vow to work together, not yell at each other, not get upset with each other when something doesn't go our way, but vow to work together for the greater good of everyone, then we will truly see change here in the city of Charlottesville. And that is what I'm committed to do. In addition to education and economic development, I'm also very, very invested in the safety and well-being of the constituents here in our city. Chief Longo and I have been working together for a while now, going on about 6 months to improve not only our local police department, but to improve the relationships here in the city. Now, you're going to hear Chief Longo use the term, coming up a lot more now, relational policing. When I'm in the community, and this is whether I'm in Fifeville, or whether I'm in Fry Springs, West Haven, whether I'm in talking to my guy Pete Arnetta, whoever I'm talking to, they all tell me the same thing. Wes, I want to make sure that we're safe here in the city of Charlottesville. Well, I want the same thing. Thank you, Nick. I want the same thing. But in order for us to be safe, we, again, are going to have to work together. So Chief Longo, myself, several other leaders across the community are all going to be putting out a big community session in which we show the entire community how we build relationships with each other. You'll see several different panels, you'll see several different roundtable discussions, and you'll begin to see how we can work with each other in order to build a great place for all. It's not just good enough for the police officers to feel as if they can do what they want when they want, but also we as citizens have to understand that police officers have a hard job themselves. How can we bridge the gap, work together, and again, to bring a good Charlottesville for all? Well, the way that we do so is by building relationships. You, her, him, me, everyone. Building relationships with each other, police officers, law enforcement agencies, firefighters, teachers, whomever, working together, relational policing, one community, one city, one Charlottesville for all. Thank you. Now, it's also been stated that I'm a child advocate. Everyone knows that. West for council because all lives matter. That's absolutely right, Miss Virginia. It's also been stated and well documented that I'm a child advocate. I love children. They brighten up my day in every way, every shape, form, and fashion. One of the things that I would love to see our children do more is interact more with the arts. We have a very thriving arts community here. From the McGuffey Center to the Ickes Building to all over the city of Charlottesville, there's a lot of different things going on. Well, here's the question that we must ask ourselves. How do we, as a community, begin to get everyone involved and take advantage of some of the rich things here in the city? Well, I'll tell you exactly how. And it goes back to something that I'm going to continue to say. It's going to require us to work together. We are going to have to start to put aside some of our petty differences. I don't want to hear any more of this. Well, you know, people who look like me, or people who kind of hang out where I hang out, don't hang out over there in certain places. No more of that. One city, one Charlottesville, all of us together, going wherever we want, talking to whomever we want, and actually realizing that you are no different from I. I'm no different from you. Her daughter is no different from my daughter. Let's all start working together to bring one city, one community, one Charlottesville. And before I take my seat, before I take some questions, because we will have a question and answer session before we leave, I want to address the elephant in the room, quote unquote. Now, Tony's probably going to kill me for saying this, but I want to address it anyway. The elephant in the room. Everyone can obviously look at me and see that I'm African American, right? Or did you not guess that? Was that not obvious? I can try and wash it off, but I don't think it will. We know that there currently aren't any African Americans on city council. We know this. But here's what I want each and every single one of you to promise me. I want you all to promise me this. I don't want you to vote for me on June 9th because I am the black candidate. I want you to vote for me on June 9th because I'm the best candidate. Yes. I don't want you to vote for me on June 9th because I'm the black candidate. I want you to vote for me on June 9th because I am committed to this city, because I am vested in this city, because I am a person that is willing to bring together the entire community in order for us to move forward. So if you want an individual who is willing to work until the work is done, if you want an individual who's willing to sit on council and say to other individuals, let's put our differences aside and let's work together. If you want an individual who's willing to be transparent and held accountable. If you want an individual who's willing to come into your community, your community, your community, your community, sit with you, talk with you, listen to you, then I need you all to come out and rock the vote on June 9th. Rock the vote on June 9th. Rock the vote on June 9th. Now, with that being said, we're going to open up the floor to a couple questions. Anybody have any questions for Wes? Don't be shy. We're all family here. Come on. Ask me a couple. Well, this is going to be easier than I thought. No questions? No questions. Okay. So here's what we're going to do.
I have a question.
Okay.
So what do you need us to do to help that happen?
Thank you. Great question, because I was going to get to it. That was a question. So here's what I need everyone to do now. It's not enough for you to say, you know what, Wes, I'm going to support you. You know what, Wes, I think you're a good guy. Because we saw last time, I heard people tell me that. Wes, I'm going to support you. You're a good guy. And then we lost the election by 3 votes. Each and every single one of you will play a role in this election. I need you to help volunteer. I need you to knock on doors. I need you to phone call. I need you to help us raise money. In order for us to be elected, I need you. I need you. I realized Superman didn't work alone. Batman didn't control Gotham on his own. And Wes Bellamy will definitely not be running for city councilman of Charlottesville by himself. It's going to take all of us. Each and every single person in here will play a pivotal role in this campaign. So, if you would like to donate, our treasurer, Mr. Chad Thorne, is here. If you didn't bring any money with you, you can go on www.west4forcouncil.com, click the donate tab, and then you can make a nice contribution to our campaign. $1, $5, he's already ready. I like you, buddy. $1, $5, $10, whatever you have, be sure to contribute. Not only that, we have volunteers in the back. My guy Ty Cooper. He has some literature. Tony has some literature at the back table. If anybody would like to sign up to volunteer, to knock on doors, to phone bank, whatever you'd like to do, be sure to fill out the cards and leave your information on the sheets. But then, here's another thing I need you all to do. I need you all to go and tell your friends, and then tell another friend, and tell them to tell 5 friends to come to the vote, and be sure to rock the vote at the polls on June 9th. It's not enough for us to say, oh, Wes, you know, I think you're going to win anyway. You'll be fine. There's no guarantee in that. It's not enough for us to say, oh, man, I was tired. I couldn't get up. It's hot outside. I need some water. I can't make it. It's not going to be good enough. That's not going to be good enough. I need you all to go and tell your friends, and also for you to be the change that you want to see by pushing Wes Bellamy on the election ballot on June 9th. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Be sure to shake the hand of somebody you don't know. Be sure to shake the hand of somebody you don't know before you leave here. Let's all go out together. Let's be energized. Let's be ready. Let's be vigorous. Let's be sure that we don't get tired, that we don't quit, and that we are ready to bring this election home this time. June 9th, we're going to rock the vote. Not only are we going to win, but we're going to change this city by bringing everybody together. So June 9th, I see you all at the ballots. Until then, peace be with you. Go out, rock the vote, West Element for City Council.